أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم.
ما في جلوى كل شيء دير عزور. ما في جلوى كل شيء دير عزور.
تیری جلی کو ہے دور. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى is very kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has, through His kindness, created us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us parents. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us brothers and sisters. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us a nice home. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us clothes. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun for us. If the sun did not rise in the morning, we would remain in darkness forever and ever. See, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the sun rise every morning. And as a result of the sun rising, we see light. And in the daylight, we are able to do so many things that we would not be able to do during the night. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not set the sun, then we would not be able to see the night. And without night, we would not be able to sleep properly. We would not be able to rest properly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun for us. He makes the sun rise in the morning. He makes the sun set in the evening. So that we can have days and nights. During the days, we work, we do our work, and during the nights we sleep and rest. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down rain. Without rain, we would not be able to eat vegetables or fruits. Allah sends down rain, and as a result of rain, we are able to benefit from vegetables. We are able to benefit from fruits. Without rain, we would not be able to eat meat, because animals cannot survive without water. And if animals did not survive, from where would we eat meat? And if animals did not survive, we would not be able to drink milk. We would not be able to eat cheese. We would not be able to eat butter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain. As a result of rain, He grows vegetables, He grows fruits. From fruits, we eat the fruits and we also make juices of fruits. We also make jam from fruits. We also make pickles from fruit. And using the fruit, we make cakes, we make pies. So this is the barakah of rain that Allah sends down. From vegetable, from plants, oil is made. And if there was no oil, we would not be able to eat anything that is fried. There would be no fish and chips. There would be no chicken and chips. There would be no samosa, no pakoda. So Allah sends down rain. As a result, vegetable grows. From vegetable, oil is made. And because of oil, we are able to enjoy the fried food. Allah sends down rain. From rain, fruit grows. We eat fruits. We eat jam. We eat pies. We eat cakes. Wheat, barley grows because of water. If there was no wheat, no barley, no flour. No flour, no bread. No chapati. So Allah is very kind. It is because of Allah we are getting all these things. If rain stops, everything stops. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down rain, we ourselves would not have existed. Because without water, human cannot survive. We would have died. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. Whatever we have, it is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something direct. For example, oxygen. We are breathing. If we do not breathe, we will not remain alive. We are breathing. And this oxygen is everywhere. Wherever we go, oxygen is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created oxygen in such large quantity. We go in the park, oxygen is there. We come in the masjid, oxygen is there. We go outside, oxygen is there. At night, oxygen is there. During day, oxygen is there. If we cover our faces and heads with blankets and quilts, oxygen is there. Everywhere oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. Allah has given oxygen direct. If for a while Allah was to stop oxygen, the whole world would die in minutes. Water comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Water comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the skies. And then it is preserved, it is saved in various ways, and sometimes we get water in a bottle, we buy water from the shop. Sometimes we take water from the tap. But initially it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows the fruits, vegetables. Fruits and vegetables my father or your father cannot make. They can only sow the seed. They can only look after the plant. But the actual apple, actual banana, actual pear, actual orange, nobody can make in this world. It is Allah who is making it. Nobody can make a chicken. Nobody can make a cow. Nobody can make a goat. Nobody can make a lamb. It is Allah who is making it. My friends, my sisters, and my dear young children, boys and girls, please pay attention and listen to me very carefully. If we think about anything in this world, we will come to this conclusion that it is Allah who has given it to me. It is Allah. For example, jam. Who gave me this jam? My mother. Where did my mother get this jam from? From the shop. Where did the shopkeeper get this jam from? From the factory. Where did the factory get this jam from? The factory where the jam was made, he collected all the fruits from the farmers and he made this jam. Where did the farmer get his fruits from? The farmer got his fruits from the trees. Where did the fruits come on the trees from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made the fruits on the trees. These clothes that we are wearing. Who gave you this jubba? My mother gave me jubba. My father bought this for me. Where did your father bring it from? From the shop. Where did he get it from? From the tailor. Where did he get it from? He got the cloth from the shop and he made this jubba. Where did he get the cloth from? From the factory where cloth is made. So where did he, what did he make the cloth out from? From threads. Threads were made from cotton. And cotton was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on trees. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind because He gives us so many things. So many things. If you have a father who gives you one chocolate every day, and if you have a mother who gives you two chocolates every day, you will say, my mother is very kind because she gives me two chocolates and my father gives me only one chocolate. So my father is kind, but my mother is very kind. So somebody who gives us more is always, we feel that that person is more kind. So imagine how kind Allah is who has given us everything. And my dear children, we say that my mother is very kind to me, my father is very kind to me. This kindness, who has given them this kindness? Who has put this kindness in their hearts? It is Allah. Allah has made them kind. If Allah had made our parents cruel, they would not give us chocolates. They would not buy food for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. Allah is very, very merciful. He has given us everything that we have. Everything. Now, my dear children, one First and last question. If Allah is so kind to us, if Allah is so merciful to us, first answer this question for me before we go on to the final question. All children, pay attention. Is Allah more kind or our mothers are more kind? Everybody speak. Allah is more kind. Is Allah more kind or our parents? Is Allah more kind or our sister? Is Allah more kind or our uncle, our aunt? Allah is the most kind. If Allah is most kind, very kind, Allah gives everything, then is it right to disobey Allah? Is it right to disobey Allah? It is not right to disobey Allah. A good boy or a good girl or a good person will not disobey that person who is very, very kind. If mummy gives chocolates every day, nice food every day, and you disobey mummy, what will Abba say? Abba will say, are you not ashamed of yourself? Your ummi is very kind to you and you are disobeying ummi. You are not listening to your ummi. And you will not be able to argue. You will feel ashamed of yourself that it's true, my mother is very kind to me and I am being disobedient to her. So Allah is the most kind, and because Allah is the most kind, we should never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it right that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should we do always? Always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By doing that which you are taught in the madrasa. How do we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By doing that which you are taught in the madrasa. What you are taught in the madrasa is known as ilm. So to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is very, very kind, we have to learn as much as possible in the madrasa. And whatever we are taught to do, we should do. And whatever we are taught to stay away from, we should stay away from. We are taught in the madrasa to pray, we should pray. We are taught in the madrasa to always speak the truth, we should always speak the truth. We are taught in the madrasa to not to lie. So we should never lie. We are taught in the madrasa not to swear at anybody. We should never swear. We are taught in the madrasa to fast in the month of Ramadan. According to our age, we should try to fast in the month of Ramadan. We are taught in the madrasa to respect our parents. So we should respect our parents. We are taught in the madrasa to respect our elders. We should respect our elders. We are taught in the madrasa to be merciful and kind to young ones. So we should be kind to our young. If we do what we are taught to do in the madrasa, and if we stay away from those things that we are taught to stay away from in the madrasa, then we will be able to say that Alhamdulillah, I am obeying Allah. So Allah has given us everything, so we have to obey Allah. It is only right that we obey Allah. And if we obey Allah, that is not the end. If we obey Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us even more in the hereafter. Allah will give us big jannat, very big jannat. You know the size of the smallest jannat? The size of the smallest jannat will be 10 times this world. This whole world multiplied by 10 times. That will be the smallest jannat. So the last person to go in Jannat will get this size of Jannat. So imagine the size of Jannat that person will get who will go first in Jannat. And in Jannat, you will not have to work. You will not have to pray.
In Jannat, holiday only, enjoy only. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who always spoke the truth, who never lied. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person will be sitting on his sofa and he will just desire, he will just have the desire that I wish I had an apple to eat. And just desire, and right in front of him will be apple. That is Jannat. So those people who believe and who remember that Allah is very kind, Allah has given me everything, and they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them Jannah in the hereafter. Jannah. And in Jannah, whatever you desire, Allah will grant you. So my dear children, I urge all of you, I appeal to all of you that please, be very, very regular in your attendance of madrasa. Come daily, come on time, leave on time, don't go before time. And whilst in the madrasa, make sure that your mind is also in the madrasa. Make sure your attention is towards your teacher and the lesson. Sometimes we don't come to the madrasa, that is wrong. Sometimes we come but late. Sometimes we come on time but leave early. This is all wrong. And sometimes we come on time, leave on time, the body is here but the mind is somewhere else. That is wrong also, because you are not in the madrasa. Your body should be in the madrasa, your mind should be in the madrasa, your attention should be with the teacher, with your ustad, with your molisab, with your apa. And whatever they are teaching you, learn. Learn and practice. If our molisab says, if our apa says, that before beginning to eat, say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. What should you say before we eat? So if our apa says that, read Bismillahi wa barakatillah before you eat. In order to make Allah happy, what should we do? We should read this dua before eating anything. Before eating lunch, before having breakfast, before having supper, before having a packet of crisp, before eating a chocolate, we should always say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. And after eating, what should we say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi. Mashallah, mashallah. If our ustad, if our molisab, if our apa says that when you go into the toilet, you put your left foot first, then we should make sure that we put left foot first. And if we are told in the madrasa that before coming out of the, when you are coming out of the toilet, put your right foot first. That is what we should do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us Jannah, inshallah, if we do all this. So inshallah, all my dear children from today will be very regular in the madrasa, inshallah. You will come with your body and mind, or only with your body? Body and mind. And pay attention, make sure that you learn your lessons properly. And the most important thing, mashallah, you are all coming to the madrasa regularly, you are all learning your lessons, you are reading your lessons, that is all happening. The most important is that you practice what you learn, you practice what you learn, you practice what you learn. You should tell your Ammi and Abba also, you should tell your brothers and sisters also, that this is what Allah likes, so let us do this, so we will all be in Jannat together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmeen. I appeal to the parents also that your objective should not only to send your children to the madrasa and give them deeni education. No, your objective should be to give them deeni education and make them follow that deen. And inshallah, if you pay attention, then as a result, slowly, slowly, things will come in your life also. Because if you tell your parents that, beta, say Bismillahi wa barakatillah before eating, then automatically you will also say it. And so much barakah will come in our homes, come in our homes. So, we need partnership. The principal sahib, the teacher, the parents, and the students. In partnership, we need to work So that one day we are all in Jannah together, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair.
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مسرف القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تهمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم انا نسالك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع يا عليم علمنا ما لم نكن نعلم يا عليم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين أو الموس مرسيكم يوم هب مرسيكم أو الموس مرسيكم يوم هب مرسيكم O the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our children. Forgive the sins of our family. Forgive the sins of our dear ones. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us barakah in our ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us barakah in our understanding of ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us barakah in practicing what we learn. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the love for your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us Jannat al-Firdaws. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us alive with your obedience. Save us from your disobedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave, the punishment of the day of Qiyamah, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaws. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our souls and our hearts. Purify our souls and our hearts. Purify our souls and our hearts. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the guidance towards the straight path. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep us steadfast on the straight path. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do those things which please you. And grant us the tawfiq to stay away from those things that displease you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant immense barakah in the students who are attending Madrasa Islamiyah. Lahal Alameen, grant immense barakah in the teachers teaching at Madrasa Islamiyah. Lahal Alameen, grant barakah to all those who have assisted in running Madrasa Islamiyah, running Masjid-e-Noor. Rahimur Rahimin, grant barakah to all the activities taking place under the banner of Masjid-e Noor. O Rahimur Rahimin, O Rahimur Rahimin, O Rahimur Rahimin, grant us all the tawfiq to follow your deen. And O Rahimur Rahimin, just as we have united us here today in this annual Jalsa of Madrasa Islamiyya at Masjid-e Noor, unite us all together with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin in Jannat al Firdaws. O Rahimur Rahimin, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. Grant us goodness of this world and the hereafter. Ilahal Alameen, save us from the evils of this world and the hereafter. O Rahimur Rahimin, every good which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam seek from you, grant it to us. And every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Rahimur Rahimin, cure our sick. O Rahimur Rahimin, cure our sick. O Rahimur Rahimin, cure our sick. O Rahimur Rahimin, save us from fatal illnesses. O Rahimur Rahimin, O Rahimur Rahimin, O Rahimur Rahimin, shower mercies upon our deceased. Forgive their sins and grant them Jannat al-Firdaws. O Rahimur Rahimin, grant barakah in these blessed days that we are passing through. Grant us the tawfiq to value every moment of them. O Rahimur Rahimin, grant acceptance to all the hujjaj who will be performing Hajj this year. O Rahimur Rahimin, grant them and grant all of us the opportunity to visit Haramain Sharifain over and over again. O Rahimur Rahimin, spread peace and security throughout the world. O Rahimur Rahimin, O Rahimur Rahimin, spread love and harmony throughout the world. O Rahimur Rahimin, save each and every human from conflicts, from wars, and Ilahal Alameen from every calamity. O Rahimur Rahimin, accept our prayers. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.